This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. And today, dear listeners, it's all about unconformities. Oh, you may not be familiar with that word. It's a geologic term for a place where the history of the geologic record is broken and a time period is missing. And the Grand Canyon is one of the best places in the world to observe and study unconformities. There are numerous unconformities in the Grand Canyon, which can be observed, and one is called the Great Unconformity. It is the space between the Grand Canyon Tonto layers, those are the upper layers, which are horizontally bedded, and what is called the supergroup, which is a group of mostly metamorphosed layers, which are at a pretty significant tilted angle at this point. And what happened was this. Those lower layers were deposited on top of the basement rocks, the schists and granites of the very bottom of the canyon, the bedrock, if you will. And those other layers, the Hakatai shale, the Bass limestone, the Shinumu quartzite, they were laid on top of those basement schist rocks. And over time, they were uplifted and then faulted and tilted and then eroded away. And so you have a series of layers which show up only in specific areas of the Grand Canyon, beginning in the right before the Inner Gorge, around Red Canyon and Papago Canyon, and spotty throughout the rest of the canyon. One of the easiest to spot is the Hakatai Shale. It is a brilliant deep red color, and as you're hiking, it's very friable. That means it falls apart easily. It's not very strong. It doesn't make cliffs. It makes the slopes down there near the river. But after a few million years, quite a few million years, new rock layers began to get put on top of this formation which had been eroded away, the lowest of which is the Tapiz sandstone. And as a result, the Tapiz sandstone is actually not present everywhere throughout Grand Canyon. There are places where that supergroup bumps up high enough that as the Tapiz sandstone was being deposited, well, these were hills or low mountains that the Tapiz sandstone never covered. There's another unconformity above the Muav limestone in the Grand Canyon. That's the light green colored layer just below the red wall. What happened there was, once again, the Muav layer stopped its formation and then began to be eroded away for some time before new layers were put on top. And there's an interesting little layer called the Temple Butte Formation. It's sort of purplish on top of the Muav and underneath the red wall, but it's extremely rare. It filled in drainages that had formed in the Muav. So as you hike Grand Canyon, look for unconformities, understanding that there's pretty much unconformities in everything we see and do. So looking forward to you checking out the rocks of the Grand Canyon. This has been Eb Eberline with Arizona Trails.